A week ago, an Iraqi court handed down a life sentence to a nephew of Saddam Hussein. Ayman Sabawi was charged with funding Iraq's deadly insurgency. The verdict was a first for a member of Saddam's family. Next month, Saddam himself is scheduled to appear in court with seven members of his former regime. Saddam's trial is expected to arouse intense passions inside Iraq and around the region. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
At Iraq's heavily guarded television station, Abdul Karim Hamadi makes final preparations for next month's trial. The head of news and political programs, Hamadi is already broadcasting four special programs a week. The titles include Darkness and Mass Graves. When the trial begins, Hamadi will broadcast documentaries every day.
Five of my own family were executed. And this may not be proper for a journalist, but this is personal. I really want to show people the crimes that Saddam committed, as much as I can.
The images are brutal. Bound prisoners kicked off a roof by government officials, others blown apart by grenades. Hamadi has an extensive library of the many ways of death in Saddam's Iraq. The videos donated by human rights organizations, by victims' families, bought from looters who raided government archives. Hamadi knows his audience is wider than Iraq.
The trial itself will be dealt with by other media channels. Saddam being tried by his ex-opponents.
He expects the trial to set off a media war, counter programs by Arabic satellite channels. Saddam remains a hero to some in the Arab world.
The thought among people outside Iraq is that Iraqis cannot be governed except by a dictator. We want to change this idea. We are not criminals. We are not animals who deserve all this brutality.
Saddam played his hand in August. A letter sent via the Red Cross to an old friend was published in a Jordanian newspaper. Saddam claims he is a martyr, about to be sacrificed for what he calls our precious Palestine and our beloved suffering Iraq. Those words have appeal on the Arab street. But it is the home audience that counts. The Iraqi government wants to get the trial underway, pressured by Iraq's Shiite and Kurdish communities, which suffered the most. Saddam's fellow Sunnis are a harder sell. In random interviews in a Sunni neighborhood, there is deep suspicion about this trial. Businesswoman Ilham Kaduri believes Saddam's policies were well known, backed by Western governments.
If they bring him to court, what shall they try him on? On things they directed him to do?
Unemployed worker Abu Amar says Saddam's time was better.
I don't want him to die because he was a symbol of Iraq once upon a time.
Dentist Mohammed Hassan believes this is not a trial, it is revenge by a Shiite-dominated government.
All that is taking place in Iraq is personal vengeance. Nothing is legal and logical.
Still, many Iraqis have personal reasons to want the trial to begin. In Baghdad, Suhar al-Dujaili makes tea in her small kitchen. She shows a visitor a faded picture of her grandfather. The family is from Dujail, a Shiite village north of the capital. In 1982, more than 140 people were killed there in reprisals for a failed assassination attempt against Saddam Hussein. Saddam is charged with ordering those deaths. Dujail is the first case in the trial next month.
My grandfather and grandmother were attacked in their home, and my aunt, they were taken to the jail. They were arrested by Saddam's soldier.
Dujaili's grandfather died in a desert prison. Her aunt was jailed for 6 years, along with her nephews, 3 and 6 years old at the time. For Suhar Dujaili, the opening day of Saddam's trial will be a day of celebration.
Yes, yes, we have a party.
She says killing Saddam is in her blood. Deborah Amos, NPR News.